Chapter 35. He heard her musical pants. The old tower of Weston Delstow Church had reached the last weeks of its existence. It was to be replaced by a new one from the designs of Mr. Hubby, the architect who had sent down Stephen. Planks and poles had arrived in the churchyard. Iron bars had been thrust into the venerable crack extending down the belfry wall to the foundation. The bells had been taken down. The owls had forsaken this home of their forefathers. And six iconoclasts in white fustian, to whom a cracked edifice was a species of mumbo-jumbo, had taken lodgings in the village previous to beginning the actual removal of the stones. This was the day after Knight's arrival. To enjoy for the last time the prospect seaward from the summit, the vicar, Mrs. Swankert, Knight, and Elfride, all ascended the winding turret, Mr. Swankert stepping forward with many loud breaths, his wife struggling along silently, but suffering nonetheless. They had hardly reached the top, when a large lurid cloud, palpably a reservoir of rain, thunder, and lightning, was seen to be advancing overhead from the north. The two cautious elders suggested an immediate return, and proceeded to put it in practice as regarded themselves. "Dear me, I wish I had not come up," exclaimed Mrs. Swankert. "We shall be slower than you two in going down," the vicar said over his shoulder, "and so, don't you start till we are nearly at the bottom, or you will run over us, and break our necks somewhere in the darkness of the turret." Accordingly Elfride and Knight waited on the leads till the staircase should be clear. Knight was not in a talkative mood that morning. Elfride was rather willful, by reason of his inattention, which he privately set down to his thinking her not worth talking to. Whilst Knight stood watching the rise of the cloud, she sauntered to the other side of the tower, and there remembered a giddy feat as he had performed the year before. It was to walk round upon the parapet of the tower, which was quite without battlement or pinnacle, and presented a smooth flat surface about 2 feet wide, forming a pathway on all the four sides. Without reflecting in the least upon what she was doing, she now stepped upon the parapet in the old way, and began walking along. "We are down, Cousin Henry," cried Mrs. Swankert up the turret. "Follow us when you like." Knight turned and saw Elfride beginning her elevated promenade. His face flushed with mingled concern and anger at her rashness. "I certainly gave you credit for more common sense," he said. She reddened a little and walked on. "Miss Swankert, I insist upon your coming down," he exclaimed. "I will in a minute. I am safe enough. I have done it often." At that moment, by reason of a slight perturbation his words had caused in her, Elfride's foot caught itself in a little tuft of grass growing in a joint of the stonework, and she almost lost her balance. Knight sprang forward with a face of horror. By what seemed the special interposition of a considerate providence, she tottered to the inner edge of the parapet instead of to the outer, and reeled over upon the lead roof 2 or 3 feet below the wall. Knight seized her as in a vice, and he said, panting, "that ever I should have met a woman fool enough to do a thing of that kind. Good God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself." The close proximity of the shadow of death had made her sick, and pale as a corpse before he spoke. Already lowered to that state, his words completely overpowered her, and she swooned away as he held her. Elfride's eyes were not closed for more than 40 seconds. She opened them, and remembered the position instantly. His face had altered its expression from stern anger to pity. But his severe remarks had rather frightened her, and she struggled to be free. "If you can stand, of course you may," he said, and loosened his arms. "I hardly know whether most to laugh at your freak, or to chide you for its folly." She immediately sank upon the lead work. Knight lifted her again. "Are you hurt?" he said. She murmured an incoherent expression, and tried to smile, saying, with a fitful aversion of her face, I am only frightened. Put me down, do put me down. Apostrophe apostrophe, but you can't walk, apostrophe said Knight. You don't know that, how can you? I am only frightened, I tell you, apostrophe she answered petulantly, and raised her hand to her forehead. Knight then saw that she was bleeding from a severe cut in her wrist, apparently where it had descended upon a salient corner of the lead work. Elfride too, seemed to perceive and feel this now for the first time, and for a minute nearly lost consciousness again. Knight rapidly bound his handkerchief round the place, and to add to the complication, the thundercloud he had been watching began to shed some heavy drops of rain. Knight looked up and saw the vicar striding towards the house, and Mrs. Swankert waddling beside him like a hard-driven duck. As you are so faint, it will be much better to let me carry you down, apostrophe said Knight, or at any rate inside out of the rain. Apostrophe but her objection, to be lifted made it impossible for him to support her for more than 5 steps. This is folly, great folly, apostrophe he exclaimed, setting her down. Indeed. Apostrophe apostrophe she murmured, with tears in her eyes. I say I will not be carried, and you say this is folly. Apostrophe apostrophe, so it is. Apostrophe apostrophe, no, it isn't. Apostrophe apostrophe, it is folly, I think. At any rate, the origin of it all is. Apostrophe, I don't agree to it. And you needn't get so angry with me, I am not worth it. Apostrophe apostrophe, indeed you are. You are worth the enmity of princes, as was said of such another. Now then, will you clasp your hands behind my neck, that I may carry you down without hurting you? Apostrophe apostrophe, no, no. Apostrophe apostrophe, you had better, or I shall foreclose. Apostrophe apostrophe, what's that? Apostrophe apostrophe, deprive you of your chance. Apostrophe apostrophe, Elfride gave a little toss. Now, don't writhe so when I attempt to carry you. Apostrophe apostrophe, I can't help it. Apostrophe apostrophe, then submit quietly. Apostrophe apostrophe, I don't care. I don't care, apostrophe she murmured in languid tones, and with closed eyes. He took her into his arms, entered the turret, and with slow and cautious steps descended round and round. Then, with the gentleness of a nursing mother, he attended to the cut on her arm. During his progress through the operations of wiping it and binding it up anew, her face changed its aspect from pained indifference to something like bashful interest, interspersed with small tremors and shudders of a trifling kind. In the center of each pale cheek a small red spot the size of a wafer had now made its appearance, and continued to grow larger. Elfride momentarily expected a recurrence to the lecture on her foolishness, but Knight said no more than this, promise me never to walk on that parapet again. Apostrophe apostrophe, it will be pulled down soon. So I do. Apostrophe apostrophe, in a few minutes she continued in a lower tone, and seriously, you are familiar of course, as everybody is, with those strange sensations we sometimes have, that our life for the moment exists in duplicate. Apostrophe apostrophe, that we have lived through that moment before? Apostrophe apostrophe, Urschel again. Well, I felt on the tower that something similar to that scene is again to be common to us both. Apostrophe apostrophe, God forbid. Apostrophe apostrophe, said Knight. Promise me that you will never again walk on any such place on any consideration. Apostrophe apostrophe, I do. Apostrophe apostrophe, that such a thing has not been before, we know. That it shall not be again, you vow. Therefore think no more of such a foolish fancy. Apostrophe apostrophe, there had fallen a great deal of rain, but unaccompanied by lightning. A few minutes longer, and the storm had ceased. Now, take my arm please. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh no, it is not necessary. Apostrophe apostrophe, his relapse into willfulness was because he had again connected the epithet foolish with her. Nonsense. It is quite necessary, It will rain again directly, and you are not half recovered. Apostrophe apostrophe and without more ado Knight took her hand, drew it under his arm, and held it there so firmly that she could not have removed it without a struggle. Feeling like a colt in a halter for the first time, at thus being led along, yet afraid to be angry, it was to her great relief that she saw the carriage coming round the corner to fetch them. Her fall upon the roof was necessarily explained to some extent upon their entering the house, but both forbore to mention a word of what as he had been doing to cause such an accident. During the remainder of the afternoon Elfride was invisible, but at dinner time she appeared as bright as ever. In the drawing room, after having been exclusively engaged with Mr. and Mrs. Swankert through the intervening hour, Knight again found himself thrown with Elfride. As he had been looking over a chess problem in one of the illustrated periodicals. You like chess, Miss Swankert? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. It is my favorite scientific game, indeed, excludes every other. Do you play? Apostrophe, I have played, though not lately. Apostrophe apostrophe, challenge him, Elfride, apostrophe said the vicar heartily. She plays very well for a lady, Mr. Knight. Apostrophe apostrophe, shall we play? Apostrophe apostrophe asked Elfride tentatively. Oh, certainly. I shall be delighted. Apostrophe, the game began. Mr. Swankert had forgotten a similar performance with Stephen Smith the year before. Elfride had not, but as he had begun to take for her maxim the undoubted truth, that the necessity of continuing faithful to Stephen, without suspicion, dictated a fickle behavior almost as imperatively as fickleness itself. A fact, however, which would give a startling advantage to the latter quality should it ever appear. Knight, by one of those inexcusable oversights which will sometimes afflict the best of players, placed his rook in the arms of one of her pawns. It was her first advantage. She looked triumphant, even ruthless. By George! What was I thinking of? Apostrophe said Knight quietly, and then dismissed all concern at his accident. Club laws we'll have, won't we, Mr. Knight? Apostrophe apostrophe said Elfride suasively. Oh yes, certainly, apostrophe said Mr. Knight, a thought, however, just occurring to his mind, that he had two or three times allowed her to replace a man on her religiously assuring him that such a move was an absolute blunder. She immediately took up the unfortunate rook and the contest proceeded, Elfride having now rather the better of the game. Then he won the exchange, regained his position, and began to press her hard. Elfride grew flurried, and placed her queen on his remaining rook's file. There, how stupid. Upon my word, I did not see your rook. Of course nobody but a fool would have put a queen there knowingly. Apostrophe apostrophe, she spoke excitedly, half expecting her antagonist to give her back the move. Nobody, of course, apostrophe said Knight serenely, and stretched out his hand towards his royal victim. It is not very pleasant to have it taken advantage of, then, apostrophe she said with some vexation. Club laws, I think you said? Apostrophe apostrophe returned Knight blandly, and mercilessly appropriating the queen. She was on the brink of pouting, but was ashamed to show it. Tears almost stood in her eyes. As he had been trying so hard, so very hard, thinking and thinking till her brain was in a whirl, and it seemed so heartless of him to treat her so after all. I think it is apostrophe she began. What? Apostrophe apostrophe, unkind to take advantage of a pure mistake I make in that way. Apostrophe apostrophe, I lost my rook by even a pure mistake, apostrophe said the enemy in an inexorable tone, without lifting his eyes. Yes, but apostrophe however, as his logic was absolutely unanswerable, she merely registered a protest. I cannot endure those cold-blooded ways of clubs and professional players, like Staunton and Morphy. Just as if it really mattered, whether you have raised your fingers from a man or no. Apostrophe apostrophe, Knight smiled as pitilessly as before, and they went on in silence. Checkmate, apostrophe said knight. Another game, apostrophe said Elfright peremptorily, and looking very warm. With all my heart, apostrophe said knight. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.